A lot of employers wanted Congress to change immigration rules, but they are not thrilled with the changes that Congress is now considering. The high-tech industry, for example, imports a lot of talent from overseas. It wants to bring in even more people, but it's especially unhappy with the immigration bill now before the Senate. To find out why and what they're doing about it, we spoke with Jeff Landy of a lobbying group that represents tech firms like Microsoft and many others. It's called the Information Technology Association of America.
Even if the rules are changed, you're still not going to have enough visas. And also under the merit-based point system that they propose, it substitutes a government bureaucrat's formula for the actual needs of a company.
Let's explain the basics here once. If you're an immigrant trying to get in, you're going to be ranked on a scale of 1 to 100. You can get some points depending on what kind of job that you have. That's mm-hmm. a large part of your point scale. And it's the government that will decide whose skill set is more valuable than somebody else's?
Right now, for an H-1B visa, you have to be sponsored by a corporation. The corporation identifies a need. They're trying to fill that need.
The H-1B visas, these are the highly skilled people that you can try to bring in for specific jobs that you want to fill.
Yes, this changes this. This means that an immigrant can petition for one of these visas themselves.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because the whole purpose of the H-1B program is to fill shortages in U.S. companies.
How significant are the changes that you would want in order to be able to support the bill?
We want more people to be able to come into the country to fill the shortages. We also want more green cards because for many companies, what they want is they want someone who can come in here who can innovate for their companies, who can work for their companies, and then who can transition to permanent status.
As someone who's working in Washington, working on these issues, can you just give me a flavor of what the lobbying or the persuading, if we want to use a more polite term, what is it like right now?
All the members of the Senate are currently engaged in this. Mm-hmm. Their staffs are engaged. What you are doing is you are meeting with them, and you're working with your colleagues in other industries to simply make the case and explain the facts.
Have you targeted 20 senators, say, that you think are crucial here?
You have Senators Kennedy, Senators Durbin, mm-hmm. McConnell, Majority Leader Reid is obviously involved in this, and many others, and they all play a role.
So you start by appealing directly to the guys who drafted the bill and saying, look, can we tweak this a little bit?
You appeal to those individuals, and you also appeal to the senators who have companies, universities, hospitals, and such in their states who will be impacted.
Washington State's senators have been contacted, just
Washington
to give an
State,
example.
California, Texas, Arizona, Maryland, Virginia, etc.
You ever get to a moment when someone says, you know, a phone call from Bill Gates might be really helpful in persuading this particular senator?
Sure. With Bill Gates or with some other industry leaders.
But this happens. This happens. CEOs are phoning their senators right now.
Well, CEOs of large companies as well as a number of mid-sized and small companies can't find the talent, and they're faced with some hard options. They can either lose market share because they can't innovate and they can't compete, or they can look overseas.
Jeff Landy of the Information Technology Association of America, thanks very much.
Thank you.